ومن يشرك فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the world. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead Him astray. And whom Allah leads astray, there is none who can guide Him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, alone and without partners. I bear witness that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth, as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels sent blessings upon the Prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a worthy greeting. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, in Surah Asr, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لا في خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, by the time, verily man is in loss except those who believe and do good deeds and counsel to truth and counsel to patience. We all know this ayah, as surah. But what Allah has given us here is four conditions by which we can avoid loss in the life of this world. The first is the belief. The second is to do good deeds. The third is to counsel to truth, and the fourth is to counsel to patience. The counseling to truth and counseling to patience, we always, at least I do anyway, I just tend to think of that as to somebody else. But the first person you have to tell the truth to is yourself. About yourself. And the first person you have to advise to be patient is yourself. So we understand this. We go back to the first two aspects of the surah, and it is belief. Well, without belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the other three don't follow. You cannot be truthful. You cannot be patient. You cannot do good deeds. So that leaves us with the good deeds. And that's what I'd like to focus on today, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْلُّ بِمَنْهِمْ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَالْمَالُ وَالْبَيْنُونَ زِينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وباقيات صالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير املا. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, wealth and children are the adornment of the life of this world. But the good righteous deeds that last are better with your Lord for reward and better for hope. So, we see that Allah is telling us that the material aspects of this world, wealth, family, reputation, name, those kinds of things based on dunya principles are for this dunya. They don't carry things, they don't carry over into the akhirah. The deeds, the good deeds that last, these are the things that last and carry over to the akhirah for you. These are better with Allah for reward, because Allah already rewards for good and bad. But we want the good reward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are better for hope. Hope for what? Hope to be in the Jannah. Because nobody here is guaranteed the Jannah. We're not of the 10 people that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guaranteed the Jannah without any accounting. So we have to strive and hope that our striving will be acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is telling us that we strive for this reward and hope with Allah with good deeds. So we have to understand that, okay, good deeds. What good deeds? What are the good deeds? It's not basically what you think is good, because we know that that's relative to whatever it is your desire is at the particular time. We're talking about the good deeds as defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul and the ulama and the sahaba and the tabi'een of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it has been said by these people that the good righteous deeds at last are to say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wa allahu akbar. Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu added to that to say wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So we see that glorification of Allah, just the words, are good deeds in and of themselves. So when you say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, these are all counting in your record as good deeds with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that well done are five things. Whoever needs Allah believing in them will enter paradise. If he believes in Allah, which is the first principle of Surah Al-Asr, belief in Allah, the last day, the paradise and the hellfire, resurrection after death, and the reckoning. That these are good deeds. This is the aqidah of the Muslim. So when you believe in these things, these are good deeds that last. As long as you practice them and put them into practice, they will last for you and be there for you in the Yawmul Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ali ibn Abi Talha reported that Ibn Abbas said that the celebration and remembrance of Allah, again saying la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, tabarakallah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, astaghfirullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and fasting and prayer and hajj and sadaqa and freeing slaves and jihad and maintaining tithes and all other good deeds. So these are things that we have been instructed by people who know, who were instructed by the Lord of all the world to pass this down to the human being, to let him know what the good deeds are that last, so that he can strive for the Jannah with these good deeds. Good words. These are good deeds. And we all have myriad of opportunities throughout the day to do a good deed, to move forward. So the people in the back can have room to come in. Come closer together. This is hasanah. This is good deeds. Sometimes we hesitate. You say, move forward, and people are like, it's my space here. No, give it up. Move forward. Come together.
I say, you know, anybody throwing you $1 billion, come get you some. Ain't nobody gonna hesitate. But this is dunya logic. This is what we gotta get rid of. This is what we gotta get past and see the reality of what lasts. This is what Allah is talking about when He said that the wealth and the children are only decorations for the life of this world. We gotta come to the reality of things. So, any opportunity that you have to do a good deed, you should take advantage of it as soon as you possibly can. Because none of us have a guarantee on our birth certificate. Anybody got a guarantee? Say you're gonna live X number of years, guaranteed? No. So you don't know if you're gonna get another opportunity to take advantage of the opportunity you have in front of you now. To move forward, to move close to your brother, to give a salam, to give a smile. Because we know the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the poor people came to him to complain that the rich people get all the thawab because they have money to give and they can spend and this and that. We don't have anything. And what did the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? He said that a smile. A smile in the face of your brother is sadaqah. It's a good deed. To remove something harmful from the road is a good deed. To help someone load their riding animal, in this case a car or a truck, but in the days of the Prophet it was an animal, to help him load his goods on that animal is a good deed. So you don't have to have money. As a matter of fact, money is probably the worst thing because you gotta start to get over how you're gonna give it up. You know my little famous story about the person who told me, he said, if I have $1 million, I'd give half of away and keep them there. I said, well, if you only have $20, would you get half of that away and keep those? He said, no. I said, why? He said, because I only got $20. I said, well, you can't give away half of $20. How are you going to give away $500,000? See, this is how we think. But see, this is what money does to you. This is why Allah spoke about the wealth and the sons being a client. So when we get to the reality of things, we understand that it is much, much better. Much, much better to give, to do the good deeds. These are the things that will come with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not how successful you were in the hayat of dunya, not how many buildings were named after you and how many books you wrote, because we know the hadith of the people who built masjid and learned to recite Quran and made jihad, and they all met Allah, and Allah said, what did you do with the things I gave you? And they said, oh Allah, we, you know, built masjids for you. And Allah said, you lied. So you built the masjid so the people would say, what a generous person you are. And they had said that. So you got your reward from the dunya. The people, the man said, I fought in every battle to for your cause of life. I said, no, you fought so they call you brave, and you've been called brave, so see you. And then the other man who said, I learned to recite Qurans for you, Allah, no, you did it so the people will say, oh, what a piece of carnage. And they said that, so we can see that in doing good deeds, there's an aspect of the good deeds that's very important. And inshallah, in the second part of the khutbah, we'll get to that. In that, what is the reason that you did what you did? So inshallah, we would like to keep aware of the fact that our job is to do good. Our hope to be in the Jannah, our hope to be the best Muslim, the best mu'min we can be, is to do that by doing good deeds. Not just to Muslims, to everyone. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was rahmatul alameen. He was mercy to all the worlds. Not just to the Muslims. Allah is the Rabbul alameen. He's the Lord of not just the Muslims, but the non-believers also. Show them kindness.
Show them concern. Your neighbors, Muslim or non-Muslim, they should know that every time I see this guy, you always ask me how I'm doing. Every time I see this sister, you ask me how I'm doing, how my family's doing. They're not Rasulullah, this is his example. The woman who put dirt and stuff in front of his door the day that it was missing, he went looking for her. He didn't say, oh, I hope she died. Or good, I hope she's sick or something. Allah, you took care of her for me. He said, oh, something must be wrong. Let me go see about her. This is our example. This is what we must remember through all of the zenith of Hayat al-Dunya. Through all the decorations of the life of this world, we must remember that we are charged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Muslims to be the best of people to everyone. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was good even to his enemies. And this is our goal. This is our reminder. These are the things that last. These are what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will count for us. Not any of these other things. الحمد لله الحمد لله فاتر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسولا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق من يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we talked about, there are three basic aspects that determine the validity of the good deeds that you do, whether they're valid or not. And the first one is niyyah, intention. The Prophet Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that actions are but judged according to intentions, and to every man is due what he intended. And then the hadith goes on to speak about whoever made hijrah to marry a woman or do some business or what. That's what his hijrah is for. So, getting back to the hadith about the three people, we see that if your intention is not correct, your deed is not correct, even though it may appear on the surface to be correct. So this is something that we have to watch. When we go to do a good deed, first we have to say, why am I doing this? Is this for the pleasure of Allah, or is this for some kind of glorification for myself? Or to attain something from the dunya? Because if it's not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is useless. It is useless. And then the other thing is, you have to be a believer. This is what Allah says, wa aminu salihah. First you have to believe. The unbelievers, they cannot do good deeds. They may do things that appear to be good, but when Allah brings it before their faces and they have no belief in Allah, they can't do good deeds for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that, and if any of you turn back from your faith and die in unbelief, their works will bear no fruit in this life or in the hereafter. They will be companions of the fire and will abide therein. This is what Allah is speaking about unbelievers and people who turn from belief to unbelief. But then there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that deals with the third point I want to make, and that's the adab, the etiquette we touched on with other people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a hadith, it's related in Muslim by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to his Sahabi, "Do you know who the one is who is bankrupt?" And they said, "The bankrupt is the one who has no money and no possessions." He, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "Among my ummah, the one who is bankrupt is the one who will come on the day of resurrection with prayer and fasting and zakat to his credit. But he will come having insulted this one, slandered that one, consumed the wealth of this one, shed the blood of that one, and beaten that one. So they will all be given some of his hasanat. And when his hasanat runs out, before judgment is passed, some of their sins will be taken and cast onto him. Then he will be cast into the fire." So we see from this hadith of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you can fast, you can pray, you can do all of those things with good niyyah, but if you don't treat people right, it's useless again. You're bankrupt. You come thinking you have something, and all you have is debt that has to be paid to the people that you abuse. So it's very important for us to understand these things, because sometimes, you know, we live in an age that likes to simplify everything. Sound bites, it's like this poor lady on the NAACP thing. You see it on the news, you know, they took a little slice from what she said, and she lost the job, this, that, and the law rectified the system. But it's indicative of the time that we live in. People want everything simple and fast and no thought. We have to think. We have to ponder. This is guidance for ulul albab, the people who understand, the people who think, the people who reflect. So when we do the things that we do in the life of this world, from an Islamic perspective, if you remember the last book I gave, we talked about doing things from the Islamic perspective, which is always the perspective that a Muslim must come from. It takes understanding. It takes remembrance. It takes reminding. It takes love. It takes taqwa. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, may Allah help us to perform the hasanah that He has given us, to strive for His Jannah in the best way. May Allah help us to be of the best of people and always be in mind of the kindness and the gentleness of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma khiri muslimina wa muslima. Al-mu'minina wa mu'mina. Al-ki'ahi minhum wa nimwad. Inna kasamiyum kubibu mudibu dawati ya Rabbul Alameen. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتغفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقيموا الصلاة.